Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Dealing with the cost of prescription drugs is a hardship for many people. And sometimes people trying to stretch the value of their dollar will ration their prescriptions. But that's dangerous. And now lawmakers are taking action to help people handle the cost of one particular medication, insulin. Members of the House and Senate have now approved a bill that will put a cap on the amount that could be charged for copays.
This is a tremendous win for people with diabetes in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
That's Delegate Lee Carter of Manassas. He introduced a bill that would have capped the amount at $30 a month. The Senate amended that to $50 a month, and now both chambers have approved the amended version.
So there are people being charged $300, $400, $500 a month for their insulin, in some cases, even though they have health insurance. And what this does is it brings down that out-of-pocket cost so that people who have health insurance but are struggling to meet the copays no longer have to ration their insulin.
The bill is now on its way to the governor's desk. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.